don't care what anybody did to you. What excuse do you have for breaking the commandment of love? None.
I know my God has made the way for me. I know my God has made the way for me.
Welcome to a Christmas Week special on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland for an uplifting message on the greatest gift ever given, the birth of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ.
Ephesians chapter 1, in this great prayer that the Holy Spirit gave the Apostle Paul, in the first chapter of the book of Ephesians, from verse 16 to verse 23, verse 19, what is the exceeding greatness of His power toward us who believe? What does it mean to me, since I am a believer, according to the working of His mighty power, which He wrought in Christ when He raised Him from the dead and set Him at His own right hand in heavenly places? What does that mean to you and me? How do I fit into this? Well, it doesn't make any difference how I think I fit into this or how I feel like I fit into this. The thing that matters is what He says. Now, listen to what He said about it. Now, you'll have to change your way of thinking about this. So now, look in this verse right here. He set Him at His own right hand, far above all principality and power and might and dominion. Every name that's named, is cancer a name? Well, then He has dominion over that. Is poverty a name? Then His name has dominion over that. Not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. And has put all things under His feet. Now then, this is about to tell me what this means to me. The exceeding greatness of His power, which He worked in Christ Jesus when He raised Him from the dead. And that exceeding great power was the blessing of Abraham. That is the highest form of power ever released in the material universe. Hallelujah. Well, that's a good place to say amen.
Amen.
And I know how strongly you're engaged, and you get into something like that, you don't want to say anything. But it doesn't hurt every once in a while to say yes and to take hold of it. See? Yes. Amen. Yes. Amen. Hallelujah. Now then, He has put all things under His feet and gave Him to be the head over all things to the church, which is His body. Are you in the body of Christ?
Yes.
Are you in Christ Jesus?
Yes.
You are if you've made Him the Lord of your life. The Scripture says, giving God thanks, who has delivered us from the authority of darkness and has translated us over into the kingdom of His dear Son.
Hallelujah.
That's not something going to happen to you after you die and go to heaven. If you haven't already been translated into that kingdom before you die, you ain't going to heaven. You're not going to become a child of God after you die. Dying doesn't have nothing to do with it. It's when you accepted Jesus as your Lord in Christ, and any man that in Christ is a new creature. The Greek text says a new species of being.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Woo, glory be to God. I don't preach myself happy. Praise the Lord. I get so excited in this stuff. It has excited me for 41 years. The first time I ever heard it, I wound up on my back in the middle of the floor kicking the bottom of mama's coffee table. Praise God. And I'm the same way today. Praise the Lord. Now, which is His body. But now look at this. Look at this. His body is the fullness of Him that filleth. It is the fullness of him that fulfills all things. He can't fulfill all things without his body. So he needs his body obedient to him. Are you part of the body?
Yes.
Then he needs you.
Yes.
Oh, Brother Copeland, he don't need me. Oh, you mean the Bible just lied about you? How dare you? Well, I'm just a little nobody. Who told you that? You're going to change your way of thinking. Well, I'm just trying to be humble. Well, that wasn't being humble. That's being ignorant. You're ignorant of the Word of God. A man of humility will say, well, if that's what he says, then I must change my thinking to that. If he says he needs me, then he needs me because he can't lie. And I accept that. I engage in that right now. I put that to effect. I'm going to change. That's a new source of thought for me. So I decide to think this and to take the thought. I have to say it. So I say it. I think it and I say it. I decide and I think it and I say it. I decide and I think it and I say it. And you keep doing that 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 until you no longer have to think to say it. That's when it becomes abundance in your heart and it comes out of your mouth, same place all that cussing used to come out. Because that's what you're full of. So, when it comes out, now it's got faith in it. Hallelujah. Amen. Study Proverbs 4, 20, 21, 22, 23, and 24. It tells you the process and the procedure for accomplishing that. Now, he needs us in order to fulfill his mission. What is his mission? We won't turn over there, but we read it in the third chapter of the book of Acts. You can read it in the book of Hebrews. The Bible says, well, we have to look at it in the book of Hebrews. The Father, Peter was preaching, and he said, God sent Jesus to bless you. Well, if he sent Jesus to bless, he was speaking to Jews. In the temple at that time, he said, God sent Jesus to bless you. Well, if he sent Jesus to bless them, then you and I are sent of the Father to bless them. If he sent Jesus as the high priest, then he sent us as priests. He sent Jesus as Lord. He sent us then to take dominion in his name. And he's the Lord of lords, and we're the lords he's Lord of. Amen. Or in other words, we walk in his authority by his command in his name. Now, I don't have a whole lot of time here to spend on this, but I'm going to lay it out there to you and you study it. You meditate on it. He said, in my name. He wasn't talking about you just speaking in the name of Jesus and then the devil has to obey. No, the scripture says we've been named after him and that is our given name. He has been given a name, the name, which is above every name, Philippians chapter 2, isn't that correct? That at the name of Jesus, every knee must bow and every tongue confess that he is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Well, the book of Acts says there's no other name under heaven given unto men whereby they might be saved. So that's as much our given name as it was when the Father gave it to him. So I'm not using his name so the devil will obey me. It's my name to use and the devil will obey me. Why? Because I've been delegated authority and I've been commanded to use it. But not only that, that's our family name. Scripture says we've been named after him, both in heaven and in earth. The whole family of God has been named after him. That's my given name. Hallelujah. Now, I'm not speaking... This is very difficult to describe. Sometimes spiritual things are. But God will help me and I'll get it over to you. Let me say it like this. I have a SUV. I have a GMC Yukon. And I like it, praise the Lord. Nice car. And I speak to you in the name of Yukon. I wasn't just using the name. Now, if I was sitting in the front seat of that and I'm speaking to you in the name of that car, I'm in the name speaking to you out from it. I am and you are in the name of Jesus. We are in it. We are in the body. We are in the power of the blessing. We are in that place. It is ours. I'm talking to you from within that name. Jesus said, Father, I have kept them in your name. Did you get it? Well, give the Lord thanks for it then. Praise God. Now then, let's go now into this area of this. He needs us healthy. He needs us strong. Strong in faith. Strong in the Lord. Strong in the Spirit. Strong in the gifts of the Spirit. Strong in His Word. Huh? We need to grow up into Him in all things. Grow up. Become spiritual, at least spiritual adolescents. The Bible says that those who are using milk are still babies and unskillful in the word of righteousness. Most people are nowhere near as grown up as they think they are. Me included. I have to go back and say, now, wait a minute. Now, that was a stupid thing to do and say. That's just rather... there wasn't any call for that. Now you're going to have to grow up here. What's the first thing you have to do if you grow up? You're going to have to learn to judge yourself. Not condemn yourself, judge yourself. And to learn that, Scripture says if you judge yourself, you'll not be judged with the world. So what do? You judge yourself. I judge that to be crosswise of the Word of God, and so I repent of it. Now, I use the communion table when I repent. I use the communion table to change my way of thinking, to change the words I speak, and become obedient to the bread and the blood of Jesus, and I enter into this covenant relationship with God here over this. Amen. And so, He needs us strong. He needs us rich. Like I said to you yesterday, study out the 112th Psalm. That is the picture of a man blessed. It begins that way. Blessed is the man. And then it gives you that profile of a blessed person in God. And then you come over to 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and chapter 9. The Apostle Paul said to the church at Corinth, he said, You folks are strong in utterance. You're strong in faith. You're strong. But he said, now, you need to become strong in this grace also, that even though he was rich, he became poor so that you through his poverty, you might become rich. He said, you need to become strong and developed in this grace as well as all these other things here that you've developed. And then he went ahead to say in the ninth chapter, he said, God is able to make all grace, all of it, all abound toward you, that you might be what? All sufficient in all things. Praise God. He needs us like that. Now, he needs us to love. He needs us in faith. Faith is the divine connection, creative force of Almighty God, and it works by love. Without us keeping the love commandment, fear becomes dominant. What happens when fear is there? You become offended. Fear causes offense. Fear causes timidity. Fear causes, well, it manifests itself in fear of the things of this world and so forth and so on. And what does that do? All of that chokes the word. And it becomes unfruitful. Well, what is fruitful? Be fruitful, multiply. That's the blessing. So in other words, you've cut the blessing off by allowing those five things in Mark chapter 4 to get into your life. Now, That's the reason for the commandment of love. So what must you do? You must continually alter your lifestyle to fit that commandment. That's not a suggestion. Well, I know how hard this is, but it sure would be better if you'd... No, that isn't it. He said, if you love me, you keep my commandment. And my commandment is love the Lord God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind and strength. Love your neighbor as yourself and love one another even as I have loved you. Forgive one another even as God your Father has forgiven you. Commandment. Commandment. That is a command from the commander in chief of both heaven and earth. He said, all power has been given unto me both in heaven. So, it's a commandment. So what do? Well, you set that communion table up, then you take that commandment and you commit yourself to be a good steward of that commandment. Then you forget about all that self-protection and all that stuff. Quit trying to protect yourself all the time. Believe God and believe for your protection. Well, I got to protect my reputation. You ain't got any reputation. Well, you don't know who I am. Well, I know who you're not. I am determined to be a good steward of the commandment of love, regardless of what this Babylonian system out here does to attack that or persecute that or whatever they do. Do you know there is no anointing to defend yourself? I'm talking about from persecution. I'm not talking about from physical attack. There is an anointing to defend yourself in physical attack. So, the 12th chapter of the book of Romans says, don't defend yourself. Open the door for vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. God doesn't need you upset, messed up. The scripture says, guard your spirit with all diligence. And Creflo mentioned that this morning. Because out of it flow the forces, the issues of life. God doesn't need your spirit full of strife. He doesn't need you all upset and fussing with somebody. He doesn't need you trying to defend yourself and all that mess going on like that. You turn that over to Him. No, I just roll the care of it over on you. I'm not even going to touch it in my thought life. Vengeance is yours, not mine. I'm not even created to handle that. I can't handle that. Jesus receives my care, according to 1 Peter 5, 6, and 7. And you have to control your mind. You have to control your voice. You have to control everything around you with your authority and with the Word of God and the full armor of the Spirit. But now there is an anointing to defend the gospel. The Apostle Paul said to his partners in the church at Philippi, he said, you are partakers of my grace. You're the only ones that supported me after I left town and in my preaching of the gospel. And he said, you are partakers of my grace in my bonds. So there is an anointing when the devil puts you in prison like he did Phil Driscoll. Right. Yeah. The anointing increased on him while he's in there. Amen. Amen. And the devil wished he'd never, ever put him in that prison because the love of God changed the prison. It didn't change Phil. He came out of it stronger than he's ever been. He's come out of it. He's gaining financially every day. So see, it didn't cut him out because he didn't let prison get in him. But there is, he said, you are partakers of my grace and my bonds. In the defense of the gospel and in the confirmation of the gospel. How do you confirm the gospel? What confirms the word preached? Signs and wonders. Miracles, signs and wonders. So he was saying, you have a right to the same miracles in your life that I have in mine because you helped me preach. Well, which is the most important, the guy that did the preaching or the guy that bought the gas to get him there? There is no difference. So, what about defending the gospel? Well, when things are said ugly about you, wherever it is, and that doesn't have anything to do with anything. But, well, like in our situation, there's a difference between the news media and an arm of the United States government. So we have certain constitutional rights, and we take our place on the Constitution and do what's necessary to engage that, not in any kind of bad anger of any kind towards anybody. This is just something that needs to be defended. Amen. So that was written in the Constitution for a reason. And so that in that case, well, then we had to engage where the defense of that is concerned. I have no ill feelings against the senator or anybody else at all. Now, I had to exercise the Word of God and be obedient to it, to pray for him every day and believe God. And I'll tell you something. The love of God has worked in me and worked on me until I pray for him. It's almost like you're praying for family, you know. And this is a miracle of God's love. Yes. If he told you to walk in love, you ain't got no business violating that. I don't care what anybody did to you. What excuse do you have for breaking the commandment of love? None. You may have a reason, but there is no excuse. Either fix the reason or ignore it. Now, you have to be that straight on yourself, because you know yourself, particularly your self. Yeah, I mean, your flesh get to making so much noise you can't hear what Jesus said.
To think about how much God loves me, it's something that's hard to wrap my brain around, because his love is so big, and regardless of what I've done or what I might do in the future, he still loves me, and it's completely unconditional.
Greatest Christmas gift I've ever received, of course, is the birth of Jesus Christ, but then family. Family is love and precious to me, and wow, God has just blessed me with such an awesome Christmas gift of family and love.
The best gift back to him is to love him with all of our heart and our mind and our soul, and to serve him and to do what he's called us to do. And we're all called to minister the love of God into this world.
God's first words to mankind were the blessing. By his death, burial, and resurrection, Jesus broke the power of the curse of the law and put the blessing into action for all men. That's the good news, and together with our partners, we're bringing it to tribes and tongues around the world. The Blessing in Action. This calendar is packed with inspiring scriptures and special quotes from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, along with great illustrations of the blessing in action for people across the globe through your connection with KCM. We live in exciting days, and there's nothing quite like the excitement of getting together with thousands of other believers. Keep track of KCM meetings and other important dates all year long with the 2009 KCM calendar. Our gift to you. From the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around. And from January to December, we'll declare together that Jesus is Lord.
Receive your Christmas gift from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland by logging on to our website at kcm.org and requesting the Blessing in Action 2009 KCM calendar. You may also call our special toll-free number, 888-326-0011. If you prefer to write, the address is Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. One per household, please. The Blessing in Action 2009 KCM calendar. Your gift from Kenneth Copeland Ministries.
You know, this new calendar, there's a lot of purpose behind this calendar, and I want you to have something you can use. Not that everything that comes out of this ministry's purpose is to help you grow in the things of God and get stronger in your faith and stronger in your prayer life, stronger in the Word of God. And these calendars are set up like that. So, for instance, here is one of the pictures, the Blessing in Action, praying together. And there's a picture there of one of our prayer ministers, and she is actually in prayer when this was taken. You take this calendar, and all that entire
month of February, you're looking at this and you're saying, I thank you, Lord, I'm a partner with this ministry, and they're praying for me every day, and I'm praying for them every day, and you've got your partner letters, and you've got all of these different things. Use this. It's not just to remind you when the meetings are and so forth, but when there is a meeting on your calendar and you see that meeting down here and you've prayed about it and you can't come, but you can pray over that meeting every day. You can hold that meeting up just like we do. Praise the Lord. And besides that, it's pretty and it's well done and we want to give it to you. Praise the Lord. Father, thank you for this broadcast today. Thank you for all of our partners. We thank you for the great gift of Christmas, the gift of Christ celebration for loving the world so that you gave him to us. And we receive the love. We believe the love. And we receive it by faith. We exercise our faith. My Father loves me as much as he does Jesus. First time I ever saw that in the Gospel of John, I'll tell you, it shook me so. My knees shook. There wasn't much religion in me, but there was enough to know I wasn't supposed to be saying that. I had overcome that and believed the love.
Believe the love.
Amen. That's what gets rid of fear. Amen. You know what the Christmas season is all about? It's all about Jesus, so don't get caught up in all this mess. Praise the Lord. We're out of time. We got to go. But we'll see you tomorrow. And until then, you remember that God loves you and we love you. And Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for watching The Believer's Voice of Victory. Today's broadcast is available on CD or DVD. To order your copies, go to our website or call or write to us today. Remember to request your gift from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, the Blessing in Action 2009 KCM calendar. One per household, please. Log on to kcm.org and request your free calendar online. Or call our special toll-free number, 888-326-0011.
What about 2009? That Babylonian system out there is not going to get any better. That thing has come apart, but we don't have to live in that system. You were taken out of the authority of darkness, and you were given the power and the authority and put into the kingdom of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So get yourself ready. We're moving into that master plan for our lives even more than ever, ever before.
Come join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at the 2009 Branson Victory Campaign, March 5th through the 7th at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. Take 3 days to ground your faith on God's Word and get answers to living successfully in every area of your life. Go to kcm.org or call 800-600-7395.
Tomorrow on The Believer's Voice of Victory.
You're beginning to understand things that you didn't learn from people. You're beginning to understand things that you're learning from love himself. You're beginning to have comprehension of God himself. The God is love.